He promised, praise God, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. He promised, praise God, that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm talking about all of the promises that he gave us. Not only that, he promised, praise God, that in his Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he promised that I will come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. I'm talking about some promises. But if you're outside, you're alienated. Praise God, you don't have a right to those promises.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We're praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune in to the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Praise the Lord. God, we thank you today. We praise you. We give you glory, honor for what you're doing on this day. We thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for this broadcast. We love you in Jesus' name. Now, we should continue on with our message from previous week. I just can't get out of it right now because it is so much. It is praying for your life with David. And on last week, we shared a little bit, but I'm just going to go ahead and try and go to the ending verses, starting from the 7th verse. Amen. It is so awesome. And every time I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I thank God. I don't feel like running and shouting all the time, but just to have his peace down on the inside, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's why I want to tell of his goodness. I thought I wrote the book that it will do the telling for me, but the Lord say, no, you're not finished yet. I want you to go to wherever I send you. I want you to lift up my name. I want you to give me glory. I want you to tell it, praise the Lord. And so I feel like David also, when he said, David in Psalms 32:3, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. I tried sitting around and not, I'm like, okay, Lord, you got the book. And so they're buying it. They can read my testimony. But God said, I want you to be a living testimony, holy, acceptable unto me, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. And I love him so much. And I thank him for knowing who he is. And I don't know everything about him, but each day I pray to learn a little more and a little more about the Lord. And we stopped at verse 3. It reads, verse 3, Psalms 27:3. In that verse, I'm not going to read, we already read it, but know that God is bigger than any problem you face. Amen. David says this is true no matter how large the target. praise. I shared about my husband in the war, how nothing was too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. So we had confidence to know God can do anything but fail. Some people might feel they can handle small problems. Other feels they can handle fairly large problems. But we all reach a limit where our problems become bigger than us, bigger than what we can handle on our own. What then? David says, if God is your stronghold, it doesn't matter how great the problem gets. I don't know how many people who would be confident going, praise the Lord, different from the attitude in prayer David models for us here in this psalm. Amen. In this psalm, we find absolute trust and confidence in the midst of trials. Amen. And then I left off with come to God with a singleness of heart, how I love praising the Lord. I had got so many victories from just praising the Lord. When I go to the sanctuary of the Lord, I don't know, it seemed like as soon as I enter in at the door, just feel his presence, and the joy just comes, and I just can't help but to magnify him for what he's already done for me. And we used to sing a little song back in the day when we were coming up, I don't know, like you don't know like I know what he's done for me. So let me tell it what he's done for me. Came in, saved my soul, that's what he's done for me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, that's what he's done for me. Amen, amen. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added. Amen. When Solomon asked God that question, or when God asked Solomon that question, Solomon asked for wisdom to rule God's people, but God liked that answer. But I think he liked David's answer even more, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. This is one thing that David wanted at all costs. This was David's great pearl of great price. Amen. And I pray that it is mine also, because I truly love to praise the Lord. And even when I'm at home alone, I'll put on some praise music. If I'm feeling down and out or lonesome, I put on some praise music, and I just begin to just praise myself happy. Praise the Lord. I'll hear some preaching, and I'll just start praising the Lord in my house. Amen. And before you know it, the burdens be lifted, and I just feel like going on a little further in Jesus' name. And God is so good. So I'm trying to get down to 13, 14 verses, which were my really key verses that I wrote in the book, but let me see how far that we can get on today. I may have to continue on to next week, because now 7 verses. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. So David really, 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 this is a prayer that he was praying, but he couldn't pray that prayer unless he really knew who the Lord was or who God is, and know that God had answered his prayer already before. Sometimes we just have to cry out here. Sometimes things, a situation in life may come so heavy or so hard on our lives that all we can do sometimes is just groan. And the Lord hear, he knows. Hear, O Lord, hear, hallelujah, when I cry with my voice, and the Lord will come to our rescue. He will come to our aid. Praise the Lord. He will not allow us to be tempted no more than we can bear. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's always right on time, a right on time God. Amen. So then the book goes on to tell a little bit about, oh, you just have to get it. You can go on Amazon.com.
That we are honoring on today. Praise God. As she was going forth in the Lord, God had given me a word, and I was saying, oh God, this just tying all in here together. God know how to do it. Amen. How many of you have been defeated? Been defeated. Amen. Couldn't see my way out. Just felt like giving up. Have no hope, look like. Defeat. But the Lord wants you to know today, out of defeat come victory. We cannot have victory unless there's been defeat. Amen. We want to turn your attention to 2 Corinthians 4:8. And as we look at the word of God, we see that it says, but first we're going to move up to 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Our treasure is in earthen vessels. That's in this body. For we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The power is of God and not of me. We are troubled on every side, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. When I looked at that, it said trouble on every side. There's lots of trouble. Been in trouble. Amen. As our first lady was going forth and giving her testimony, let me tell y'all, there have been many defeats. You know, when you look at the kind of say now in the finished product, but let me tell you something. It wasn't all that. That was some defeats. That was time that I felt like giving up. That was time that I did give up. But oh, thanks be to God. Yes, Lord, I felt defeated. And if you ever felt defeated when you're trying to do God's work, do God's will, and you just feel like it is not going well, it turns and backfires on you, and you just wonder, oh, God, what in the world is going on? I'm reminded of Moses. When Moses was told to go deliver the people by God himself through the burning bush. What a great experience. And he went down there to Pharaoh to tell him to let his people go. When he finally convinced him and he let him go, I'm talking about trouble on every side. And he got to the Red Sea. That was the sea before him and Pharaoh's army behind. What you gonna do now, Moses? Defeat. You've been defeated. Oh, God. Some of the people begin to fuss and grumble. You done bought us out here to die. Oh, but look at God. He say, don't worry. Help is on the way. Don't give up. Help is on the way. And God just say, what's in your hand? Sometime when you're feeling like you've been defeated, all he's telling you to do, pick up that word. He said, our trials come to strengthen us and to make us strong. They don't come to take us out. God didn't bring me this for to leave me. Hallelujah. We look at him as being defeated. But look at the victory that came out of his defeat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to encourage you. Although you feel like you might be defeated, there's victory in defeat. Job, righteous man, upright, living holy, paying his tithe, believing in God, praying, upright and just man. Then here come the devil. Trouble on every side. He come and I know that Job got distressed. And some of you, sometimes you look around and you say, Lord, look like Ed, nothing is going right. He began to lose everything that he had. And he was a rich man. But oh, he held on to God. His wife even told him, you need to give up, Job. You need to just go on and die. And sometimes you feel that way. Lord, just let me die. I'd rather die than to go through this.